tempt your palate and they make the rounds on the town in a maximum limousine. You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene. Executive Chef Fred Genovese and his guests will cook and saute. They share their food and they share their recipes. Kevin Jenkins, he's a fat man jumping in on the pots and pans. So don't touch that dial if you please. Chef and the fat man, Chef and the fat man. Why should you ever trust a cook that isn't portly? You found the right radio show for a couple of guys who are in the know about the best places to go in the local scene.
Welcome, my friends. It's that time of the week, the time you've all been waiting for. It's a time where you grab the mothers, the fathers, the sisters, the brothers, the boyfriends, the girlfriends, and both. If you are so inclined, you gather around the old tube radio as it is time for that weekly culinary journey down the road to excellence known as Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are listened to by thousands and beamed round the world on AM 1160, the talk of the town. Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, are here today at a place that is best described, I guess, as truly God's country, the beautiful town of Dillard, where we are at the Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, are proudly brought to you by the Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking vessel.
And by Culinary Prep, the newest innovation for marinating and protecting the foods you eat and the loved ones around you. And, of course, by DiscoverIreland.com and Tourism Ireland. Why not have that trip of a lifetime? Why not take you, yours, friends, loved ones, and go to the lovely island of Erin? But first, go to DiscoverIreland.com and let the journey begin. And by the fabulous Monte de Leon Hotel, the crown jewel of the French Quarter. And finally, by the Georgia USO. Why not take a few bucks this week and send them along to help support the Georgia USO? The troops will appreciate it, and you will too. So go to our website, tripdubchefandthefatman.com, click on the USO logo, and the money will go where it needs to be. Joining me, as he does almost each and every week, he is the Goomba of goodies, a gargantuan of great cuisine. He is, of course, Executive Chef Fred Genovese.
Thanks, Kevin. Man, you know what? This is two barbecue festivals we've been to.
And we're fixing to go to another one. Notice I'm getting the whole fixing to go.
We're getting the whole fixing to go, and then yonder down the road we'll do another one. But is the weather any better? I mean, it is absolutely gorgeous. And Dillard is, I don't know how long it took you to get up here. It took us about an hour, 15 hour, 30 minutes.
Well,
it's such a calm, easy, straight shot drive.
Well, it was if you were coming from the exciting environs of Lawrenceville. But if you're coming from Bobby G's Chicago-style eatery in Milton, Georgia, you have to come across 20 from 400. Now, at 2:30 on a Friday afternoon, you would think peaceful and tranquility. Not. It was about 9 miles. It took about 40 minutes to get across. And then once I got on 985 North, it was beautiful. And I saw a couple of places I may have to stop. But, of course, I don't know tonight. They're talking about having a barbecue and I think Tom is going to be making his blueberry and pineapple cobbler, and the first chicken is heading to the judging table as we speak in trusted hands. And the barbecue contest has begun in earnest, and we are here with Team Barbecue. They are the biggest, baddest, best guys you will ever want to meet. They have incredible track record of the professional barbecuing circuit. They have just turned in their chicken just now and their chicken thighs, and we know what their chicken thighs look like.
You know, I'm waiting for one to pop out of the back.
But, now, wait a minute.
What?
Not yet?
Well, there's always extra. They only send in so many. But
let me tell you,
when we're talking about the barbecue,
yes,
you're talking about not only precision in cooking and timing, but precision at turn-in. You've got 5 minutes straight up the sundial to the left. Their sundial. So if it does not work and you are late by 1/100th of a second, according to the anatomical clock.
I hope our cats don't hear that, because that's the new warning to Nola that she's being a bad kitty.
Yeah, because you can't say no, because she'll come running thinking it's late.
That's Nola.
But yeah, this is absolutely phenomenal. And there's, what are there, 59 teams here?
Yeah, huge. Right? Now, I got to tell you, my friends, let's set the scene. Okay, we're in Dillard, Georgia. For those of you who have never been at Dillard, it seems to be like in the middle of a valley, surrounded 360 degrees by the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yes.
And it is a beautiful azure blue sky with puffs of white clouds all around. Now, the actual grounds that we're on are right next to the historic, and historic for not only because of the place that it is, but the family-style restaurant that they have there, which brought family-style to a whole new meaning.
Yes.
And it is right next to the beautiful Dillard House, and it's right in front of the Dillard City Hall, and the fairgrounds run east to west, north to south, in a almost a perfect square, which butts right up against the Dillard House. And it's a green grass, and the music you hear in the background, that is, of course, the sound of bluegrass. It's probably the biggest, baddest bluegrass festival in the state of Georgia.
I don't know if you were able to hear that or not, ladies and gentlemen, but going off in the distance with somebody else's timer, and I got a good view, Kevin. You're looking at me. I'm underneath the tent. Thanks for taking a little bit of the sun away from me. But the timer went off. The guy manning the thing looked, and his presentation plate wasn't set there yet. He had a look of panic, and there they go.
They're running, man, because this is serious
stuff.
Can you
imagine? You're running, and you trip.
Oh, no.
I mean, think about the cake competitions you see on Food TV Network, and they got these beautiful cakes, and they go to move them, and they go.
We got the thumbs up. The turning on the chicken is official. They made it in time. And let the fun begin. Now, Chef Fred's resetting the scene. We're in front of the old Dillard City. Well, it's the Dillard City Hall. And this morning when we came in, what was neat was they had a huge breakfast set up in there. I mean, they had fresh fruits. They had eggs. They had coffee. They had water. They had knee-high in bottles.
Nice.
I mean, anything you wanted as a participant, you could go in there. And I mean, Dillard really puts on a fine spread. And last night, and we'll talk about it a little later, J&J Smokers, they did the spread last night, the traditional spread for the friends and family of participants here at the festival. And, man, we had a jambalaya, which I will talk about later. And Miss Cheryl made up desserts that will hurt you. When you hear about it, you'll gain 5 pounds. But Team BBQ is well underway, the Big Green Egg. And I'm telling you, what's amazing, Chef Fred, there are more and more eggs popping up. I would say probably at least 50 to 60% of the people here, the competitors, have Big Green Eggs here.
Because they know that's the best. And if you're going to turn in the best to the best judges on a KCBS competition, it's not like, hey, Bob, try this and tell me what you think. Oh, it's great. Can I try another one to make sure I was right? That's not what this is about. These are judges who, as we have passion for culinary, as Team BBQ has passion not only for the egg, but for queuing, these judges, and if you don't walk up and say, hey, I'd like to judge in the competition today, you've got to be certified.
Yep.
And there's ranks of certification.
Yep.
And then, as we were talking to one of the judges, he was telling us, you get the sheet and you decide where you want to go. Well, if you don't make the cut because they filled up too quickly, then you got to pick somewhere else. But not only is it in the United States, it's international also.
Yep.
International judges. I mean, think about that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Hey, honey, we're going on vacation to Canada, and oh, by the way, I got to spend a day at a Q competition and judge.
Yeah, tough.
Yeah.
Well, at least you'll eat great for that few minutes. But anyway, we hope we're setting the theme for you now. Just about two rows over is where the bluegrass is going on, man, and I'm telling you, it's the finest picking you'll ever hear. There was some clogging going on over there a few minutes. The general public, it's open for the general public, so they can come cruising through. They can come sniffing and smelling. Now, one row over, they got a whole bunch of neat stuff that you can buy. They, of course, they have a bunch of Georgia Bulldog junk
over
there.
Which is good stuff.
But they didn't have any Notre Dame stuff over there, so I won't even go over that side. But on the other side of the bluegrass tent, they have all kinds of food and drinks and
kettle corn, Calmer kettle corn.
You got it.
Yeah, right, corn done on grilled corn and the husk, and barbecue pork sandwiches, chicken, everything else.
Well, when Team BBQ needs ice, you give them ice.
That's
when
right.
Team BBQ wants anything, you give it to them. Absolutely.
Whatever you need, sir.
Because that's what it's all about. It's all family here at these barbecue contests.
Well, let's put it this way. We're all Team BBQ family. There's other families. And up till showtime.
Yes.
Go time. It's all nice and pretty. But then all of a sudden it gets to be serious time, turn in time, don't talk to me time.
Now, I got something right here. Now, sir, what's your name and where are you from?
Jeff Schwinn, Atlanta.
You're from Atlanta. Come all the way. This is a nice drive, isn't it?
This is a beautiful drive.
Now, next year, you would tell everybody to come up here for this barbecue festival.
Absolutely.
Have you been listening to some good bluegrass?
Yes, on the way.
And how about the food?
The food that we're about to start.
Good man. Well, good luck. Well, have some fun. They're here from Atlanta. They're here from all over because when it's Dillard, Georgia and barbecue, baby, it doesn't get any better than that, Chef Red.
You know what? It doesn't, Kevin. And we got a lot of work to do here, too, under the tent. Not as much as the teams do, getting everything ready and such. But we've got a good menu today. Staying off the Q circuit.
Staying off the Q circuit, but going with stuff that's made on a Big Green Egg, which, heck, if you've got a Big Green Egg, then you know what it's all about. Now, what it's all about is Chef and the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs today live at the Bluegrass, the Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. They're here from all over. It's all about eating. It's all about stuffing yourself. It's all about calories and no weenie portions. And I'm telling you, the portions around here are nice size, Chef. Did you see the popcorn bags?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Got to
nice.
Have some of that fresh kettle corn. Amazing stuff.
And you got to try the Raven Youth Facility has got fresh squeezed lemonade. And I'm telling you,
it has
a pucker power of about 4, and it is delicious. And I can't think of anything, well, maybe only one thing better.
Yeah, 2-week-old Bud Light.
Yes. Big Green Egg Barbecue, bluegrass, a gentle wafting wind coming out of the northeast at about 5 to 7 miles an hour under azure blue skies, Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. Chef and a Fat Man taking it to the streets of Dillard, baby. It's all about the queuing, baby. We're at the Dillard Barbecue, our Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. We are having fun. There's Bonafide as they're getting ready to turn their food in. They're smiling. Their thumbs are up. They're ready to take home all the glory. They're here from all around, Chef Fred. And speaking of food now, we've talked about all the things that are going on here. But let's talk about what's going on right here at our table. We're going to start out with, shockingly enough, pizza di spaghetti.
Come on now. You should have known. When was the last time I did anything Italian?
The last show.
Tales of the Cocktail.
Yeah, well.
But hey, you know what? And if you missed Tales of the Cocktail, let me just jump this in real quick.
Yes.
You need to go to iTunes, download our podcast of Chef and the Fat Man. And let me tell you, I listened to it again. I thought being there was a blast. Just reminiscing from being there is absolutely incredible. And yes, Tales of the Cocktail 09 just ended.
Yep.
Make your plans now for 2010 because it's going to go quicker than you can imagine.
And we certainly will have all the information as soon as the dates and as soon as the tickets are available. You'll hear it here first on Chef and the Fat Man. And we will make sure that you get your tickets for 2010 Tales of the Cocktail. But we're talking 2009. Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival right here in beautiful Dillard, Georgia. And man, the weather, we haven't brought home the glory for them yet, but we brought home the weather. Now, the first recipe, quickly, Chef Red, pizza to spaghetti, basically.
Let me guess,
spaghetti.
Pretty much. You know what? We had spaghetti last night for dinner. This is left over. We're going to do this in a cast iron skillet.
Nice.
And I'm going to finish it off in the egg. Go figure.
In the egg, the ultimate cooking vessel.
Yes.
And then you're going to do a chicken with tangerine honey glaze.
Yep. I'm so tired of all the regular sauces and stuff. This one's going to be a little bit lighter, but a great grilled chicken breast. Absolutely phenomenal. And with this tangerine, you got a little bit of the fennel seed, so you got a little licorice going on. And tangerine's one of those things, yeah, they're good to eat, but no one thinks of a tangerine juice. So it's a little bit lighter, not high.
Why do they discriminate against tangerine juice?
I don't. That's why I use it a lot. But you never think, hey, I'm going to the store, I'll get milk, eggs, juice. Oh, it's got to be tangerine juice. I always think orange juice.
Well, I think because I got so much class, pomegranate juice.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? I'm a guy who's a slave to good eating and healthy cooking.
Okay, then let's discuss dinner last night. How many servings of jambalaya?
Next, what all's in that chicken with tangerine honey glaze?
Of course, honey, tangerine. We're going to mix it, a little bit of mustard, some paprika and such. So it'll be really good. And we're going to kick it up just a little bit and add a little bit more zing to it by adding some of the Chef and the Fat Man Zesty Love Rub.
Well, if you got to, you got to. But one thing is for certain, if you have Chef and the Fat Man Zesty Love Rub, you will have the very best seasoning and the very best complement to anything that you cook. almost anything. It's not good on cereal, but you're not cooking cereal unless it's oatmeal.
Well, no, it's very good on cornflakes that you're going to use for fried ice cream.
Next, grilled new potatoes.
Woo-hoo! Got a little bit of both. Irish,
yeah,
and Italian.
Grilled new potatoes with herb vinaigrette.
You know, this is one of those things. It's almost like a potato salad, but not mayonnaise-y and thick like that.
Okay.
So it's going to be a little bit lighter, but the flavors are really good. I'm going to parboil the potatoes just a little bit. Then we're going to finish grill them. So they're still going to have a little bit of that crunch, but they're going to pick up a little bit of that essence of the natural wood smoke coming from the lump charcoal. I'm not going to add any extra smoke because God knows there's enough around here now. But this is just going to be the natural. So potatoes au natural.
Well, you know what's great is this is a perfect dish to complement any barbecue.
Yeah, I think this would be really, really good. You know, sit down with, I don't know, 12, 14 of Bobby G's thighs. Well, not
his. Oh, please.
No, not that thigh. Sorry.
Yes.
But the other one, yeah, you know, or some of the ribs, the brisket, shoulder, butt. It's amazing.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing.
It certainly is. But anyway, my friends, next we're going to do the Monte Cristo with a twist.
Actually, the name of it my wife wrote wrong is El Twisto Monte Cristo.
Well, now, see, I just read it as it was written.
She wrote wrong. That's fine.
But all right. Oh, no. Don't say that. I saw it started come out of your mouth.
Something
a bee was
come
forming,
flying.
Yes.
But this is a totally different take on the classic Monte Cristo sandwich, which everybody, you know, it's kind of a French grilled cheese sandwich dipped in a batter and then quickly fried. This has nothing to do with any of that. This is El Twisto. And when we do this, because I know you are probably 94% of the time, I'm giving you a couple extra percentage
Thank
points.
You.
Honest opinion on this. I know there's only one thing that would make it better, but unfortunately you had gone for the day and I couldn't get what I needed.
Okay.
And that would have been the other ingredient, and I'll tell you that later.
Well, my friends, we hope you're having as much fun as we are. You can't be, because we're at the Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. You're a chef and a fat man of blue-collar chefs, the only live radio cooking show in the world, which takes you and yours on that weekly culinary journey down the road to excellence by traveling the world round, and I mean literally the world, in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day and in Dillard, Georgia for August. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating the good life. Now, today is National Baba Arum Day.
Baba Arum.
Yes, well, National Rum Day. I was kind of doing the official Jamaican thing or the Puerto Rican thing. Baba Arum Day.
I didn't pick up the accent at
all.
You
didn't. Well, that's all right.
But if you would have said, look, man, here we go, man.
I think you spent too much time on the ganja. Anyway, National Rum Day it is today. So as we do each and every week, we remind you, in celebration of that particular National Culinary or Mixology Day, you go out and grab yourself some of that product and sip it and enjoy it.
Responsibly.
Yes, absolutely. It's Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. Now, Chef Fred, let's kick it with a little pasta.
Here we go, Kevin. Real simple. In a bowl, we've got some heavy cream or milk.
And you heavy can cream or milk.
If you're driving around, you can pick these recipes up at chefandthefatman.com after the show. And you can go ahead and check out the recipes there. Chefandthefatman.com. Go down to the recipe site or go to the appearance page. See where we're ever going. We're going to incorporate the eggs, some Parmesan cheese, lots and lots of Parmesan cheese. About a cup, 2 cups. Cup is probably good. We'll start off with a cup. We can always add more if we want to. Now, last night when I got home from work, my wife had dinner ready. She made some spaghetti. We're going to add a little bit of salt. Not much, because that Parmesan cheese has a ton and ton of salt. A little fresh ground black pepper, or white if you want. Doesn't matter.
Now, wait a minute. This lady is looking at you rather incredulously and trying to back away from the microphone. Now, ma'am, what's your first name and where are you from?
Gina, and I'm from Lilburn, Georgia.
Lilburn, Georgia. Now, I saw you kind of, you were kind of wincing at what he was doing. Is there a question?
I was just looking to see what he was putting in there.
Yes, but
fried spaghetti.
Now, isn't that? How about that, Barbie? Now, we've got barbecued, fried, glop. What is it, Chef?
This is the mixture that we're going to take, and it's simple red sauce last night with onions and peppers, and we're going to incorporate mushrooms. We're going to incorporate all that into our white sauce, and that's going to be the binding liquid that when we put it in the cast iron skillet, we're going to get a nice crust on the bottom, and after about 8 to 10 minutes in the egg, we're going to take it, good Lord willing, we're going to flip it. finish it on the other side.
Well, I'll let you flip it over towards the engineer. I've got my new threads on that people are admiring.
Yes.
Yes. Many people have said, "My God, where did you get those pants?" And I'm figuring they meant that complimentary.
I'm thinking probably not.
Like, oh, and what's your name, sir? Where are you from?
I'm from Lilburn. I belong to her.
Oh, you belong to her, or she belongs to you, whatever it is.
Peacemaker.
You're the peacemaker. Well, you got the most fly. You know, your hat, my pants, we could have something going on. And I love your Gaelic cross there.
Hi, there you go.
Oh, there you go now.
Yeah.
You know, we were in Dublin, Ireland, just...
Oh, where are you now?
Right there. Oh, Isso Erin May.
Gosh, and be gorn, I love it.
She talks just like a leprechaun.
I do
now. Now, is a leprechaun.
Now, where are you from?
Lilburn, Georgia.
I mean, the Lilburn contingent is here. Now, you were making disparaging remarks about my pajamas.
No, I just said they look like pajamas.
There you go. Now, does this look good?
It is. What do you call it? Fried spaghetti? Or
this is spaghetti.
Is there a name for this
pizza
thing?
Pizza a la spaghetti.
Pizza a la spaghetti.
So now we're going to let that sit.
Can we
on
try
the
this again? What is it called, ladies?
Pizza a la spaghetti.
Only in Lilburn, my friends, can they get it all together in such unison. Here is on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, live from the incredible Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. They're still wondering what you're going to do with that, Chef.
That makes two of us.
We're from Atlanta.
Oh, well, there you go.
We're just a short walk. Took me about 2 hours, walking about 10 miles an hour.
Can we get the cases?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Come back
about
when it's
half
ready.
An hour, it'll be ready.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
Right.
But we're going to finish this up.
Try to put that in one.
Not going to try, sir. I am going to do it.
Oh!
No, a pizza. Pizza's around, sir.
Obviously, he doesn't do the cooking.
Obviously, yes. Not. Well, all the way from Lilburn, Georgia, to ask those questions.
Well, that's deep dish.
That's right. And then we're going to cut it into wedges, but it'll be crispy on both sides, soft in the middle.
See, but here's the problem. He is Italian, but he's from New York. Okay? He's New York Italian, Chef Fred is. And New Yorkers have never understood pizza. No, not like Chicagoans, baby. That's right. Chicago knows pizza. Thin and crispy, cut into squares and bagged.
You don't
we know
World
Italian
Series
beef sandwiches,
well,
and we know great hot dogs, Vienna, drug through the garden.
Now,
this is a beautiful
Nathan's
woman.
Nathan's or Boar's Head, and let's talk about World Series, shall we?
Well,
let's not say we did.
Fan.
Yes, that's
yeah,
well, right. We may worry whatever. Every year,
worry.
But we're still
have
there.
A team.
I still got a question. Was this a plan, or was this just leftovers from yesterday? That you
this
decided?
Was a plan, sir.
This was
it's
a plan.
Okay.
But it just so happened. Well, you know, many of the recipes we have in our new cookbook, Chef of the Fat Man's Red, White, and Blue Collar Cooking, has a lot of recipes you never... How about this? I've got a banana recipe in there that absolutely uses cream cheese in the banana pudding. Now, it'll so decadent, it'll hurt you. But we try to find the recipes that... Chef Fred, you know, between the three of us, we usually come up with recipes that... You may not see everywhere, but by golly, once you taste them, you add them to your repertoire.
Once they come out, it's one of those things you can say, hey, we got leftover, let's do this.
All right,
so you
back.
Can.
All
come
right, Lilburn's coming back, baby. It's all about food. It's all about fun. It's all about a celebration of the good life. We're Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs today, cooking it and kicking it at the Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. And I'm telling you, the music is awesome. The weather's incredible. The smells and the food is spectacular. I'm running out of adjectives here. But more importantly, it's just a great place to bring the family. Generations come and generations join. Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, as we take it live to the streets of beautiful Dillard, Georgia, baby. Oh, my friends, I don't know if you can hear this. Oh, it's too bad, but if you listen real close, you might be able to hear some of that incredible bluegrass. As we are Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, today live at the Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Roper hooked us up.
Wow, didn't he
now,
ever?
Now, this was some Arkansas ribs that were delicious. And we're going to have the lady who made them. She had the most cool little pig earrings on.
And you know what? She got them right over there. And that's what we were talking about earlier. Don't think you come here to some of these barbecue things and just eat barbecue, which is a great thing unto itself.
It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. But there's a whole lot more going on to that. Whole lot more. Back to the tangerine glazed chicken. We've got our tangerine reduced down. A little bit thicker, a little bit syrupier. Syrupier. So we're going to add a little bit of ground mustard into a bowl.
I think the engineer was correcting us, but that's okay. She can.
Yeah, it's okay. None of this takes on any marination. A little bit of black pepper. A little bit of cumin. Cumin's one of those things that just a little goes a long way and just gives it that little Southwest type kick, I think. A little bit of that. Need a little bit of kosher salt. Not much, just a little bit. Get all that mixed up in together.
Now, if you would like exact recipes, all you need to do is go to
chefandthefatman.com, and then you can go to the recipe section of our website, find
or
it.
On the homepage.
Or on the homepage. Yeah, homepage, and then you can find out where we're going to be, what's going on. And always check out, I think, probably the most important part of our page is the Georgia USO tagline that we have hooked in there.
Oh, all right. Pizza's we got to get video on this because the chef is going to attempt to flip. Now, for those of you who are standing around when he gets ready to flip this, just understand, this is a disclaimer. Chef of the Fat Man is not responsible for any laundry bills, any dry cleaning bills, or anything else. You look pretty smiley. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Peyton, and I'm from Georgia.
You're from Georgia? What part of Georgia?
Duluth.
Duluth. Man, we have them from Duluth. We have them from Lilburn. Now, can we all give him a big round of applause as he gets ready to toss the pasta,
so this
baby.
Is either working or not.
Come
working.
On. Come on, Chef Fred. Is he going to do it or is it going to be a mess?
No.
Let's he doesn't know. He's worried.
Oops.
One.
Oh, yeah.
I heard it.
It fell.
I see it.
Thanks for coming. We'll see you later.
Now, he's got a big cast iron flat pan and he's got a smaller deep frying cast iron pan. He's going to lift it up and.
Nope, that's right where we want it, because now we're going to slide this one in.
Oh, look at that. Let's give it up for Chef Fred. Now what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to make you all try it.
No, it's not done yet.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
What do we got to do?
We got to slide that back into there.
Good luck.
What's this wee stuff, right?
Yeah, not I. I got a new shirt.
Come hold this for me,
no,
will you?
I'm not going to, no.
All right.
I want to see this. Now, my friends, the crowd is growing as Chef Fred has flipped it from one, from the deep fry cast iron pan to the large flat cast iron pan. Looks like a pizza pan. Oh, you're just glopping it in there. I wanted to see you throw it in there.
No, that would make two of us.
What it does is, my friends, it gives a nice crust on top. Now he's going to put it back in the egg. And you're going to crust the bottom, correct?
Exactly.
And you'll have two crusties.
That's right.
With glop in the middle, it's delicious. That's the techie chef's term.
Yeah, that is the techie chef term. We're going to get
crusty,
this.
Crusty, and glop.
About 50-ish?
Delicious glop. Well, what does an Italian know about making red sauce?
Yeah, so much as an Irishman knows about fish.
That's right. But anyway, my friend, Chef of the Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. Now, Chef Fred is cleaning his hands up a little bit. Now, don't bite into that. Look at
it. Somebody taste it.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. All right. Here she goes. She's blowing on it. It's all over her green shirt. There she looked. I got to know. Don't put it in me.
Ma'am, I'll give you a dollar.
Yeah, look.
Very good.
See? The EMS look. She's looking for the EMS.
But she got it on her shirt.
All right.
No, just made her look too.
All right, Miss Duluth, go ahead and take a slop and see what you think. Look at that cheese hanging off her chin.
It's good.
It's good.
So far we got very good and good.
It's about how my grades were in school. Good, very good.
Oh, mine were below sea level.
Mm.
And
it's good. It'll be better when it's crusty.
Well, my friends, once it crusts up, it'll be even better. But one thing is for certain here at Chef and a Fat Man at Blue Collar Chefs, we know how to draw a crowd. By cooking and giving out freebies. Nothing draws a crowd like free. Well, Chef Red, how's your tangerine setting up?
Tangerine is setting up well. We're going to finish off that pizza real quick. Let
all
it
right.
go for just a couple minutes. And then what we're going to do is we'll get those chicken breasts. Let's go ahead and get those out now.
Now, as far as that, you put it back in the egg. Now that you got the crusties on the top.
Yep.
How much longer are you going to keep it before you take it off?
Probably going to go about 10 minutes.
So y'all are going to have to just wait 10 minutes, and then you can come back, or you can hang around, because Chef Red's full of it when it comes to information that you'll need to learn anyway. And now you're working on the honey glazed.
Tangerine glazed.
tangerine glazed chicken.
That's right. This is going to be our glazed sauce. Very light. It's got honey in it, a little bit of dried mustard, and we're going to let that sit for a few minutes. We're going to take these chicken breasts.
Now, Chef Fred, I notice you're using the boneless, skinless chicken breast.
Yes.
Could you use the skin
Absolutely.
On? You
Absolutely.
Could use skin See, I love skin on chicken.
Quarter breast. You could use thighs if you wanted to. Either one, anyone, doesn't matter.
So this thigh is the perfect part of the chicken.
Thigh is the perfect part of the chicken. And how many people have we converted over to thighdom?
Yes.
Is thighdom a word?
It yes, is now. Your thighness.
Me.
Your thighness. Just remember, you got to kill a lot of corduroys to
That's
make
a
pants.
Nickname for Hillary Clinton, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. For thighness.
Wow.
I'm just saying. No, some radio guy said that. Not me. I'm not on radio. I'm just on a cooking show.
That's right. On radio. All right. So since we've got the place setter in there, we're going to let that finish up. These will sit. Don't worry about it. We're going to bring this chicken up out of the chiller, up to room temperature. Let them warm up just a little bit. Don't freak because we're going to cook them. Do you like raw chicken?
No.
Why not? You like sushi? Yeah, the real stuff or that California imitation stuff?
California.
There you go.
Real sushi eater. You like real sushi? Nice face.
Damn.
Now, now. How about you, Mr. Luth? The real stuff or the California roll?
No. Hey, that's all right. Don't listen to him. He's Italian. What does he know?
That's right.
He knows from red sauce.
But anyway, we've got, like I said, we're going to finish up the pizza. The chicken won't take long at all to grill because they're butterflied. They're nice thin. And then once we've cooked them, we'll start glazing them. They'll get a little tacky, a little sticky. Take them off, let them rest, and then we're good to go on that one.
Now, one of the important things is you can use any part of the chicken. I mean, you could do chicken legs if you wanted to. I mean,
you
it's really
not legs,
important.
You could do legs, absolutely. You could do either one, any one you wanted to do. It really wouldn't matter. But this particular case, we got breast just because that's what was there.
Now, Chef Fred, of course, we're here at the home of Barbecue-dom right now. And I had several people come up and say, well, what are you doing? What are you cooking competition-wise? Well, we're not cooking anything competition-wise, but let's talk to our friends about those who want to do it. Let's take it through Casa Genovese preparing a pork butt and what he would do.
Wow. I would get my pork butt, probably trim it up just a little bit if need be. I would start, if I was going to serve this on, say, a Saturday, I would start preparation on probably a Tuesday with a generous amount, probably, let's say it's a 5.5 pound butt,
okay.
Nice size butt. I would take probably 2 cups of Love Rub, rub the butt down really well, put it in a Ziploc bag. Wednesday, I would repeat the process with more Love Rub.
Getting it's already starting to build your bark.
Building the bark, it's going to get a little tacky because the natural proteins in that pork are going to come out, and it's going to become the glutens in it are going to come out. And when you think glutens, everybody goes, oh, bread. No, there's natural glutens in pork. So with that, we're going to, on this would be Thursday, I would go ahead and apply more Love Rub to make a third layer of bark. So we're up to Thursday with the bark on 3 times now. The Love Rub's on 3 times. Friday, I would take it, and in the morning, one more time, apply a 4th dose of Love Rub. Sounds like a lot, but you've got to remember, as you add each layer, it's permeating into the meat. So then on Saturday, it's ready to go. Friday night, I would take it, probably around 10:30, 11 o'clock. I would get my egg cranked up to about 200, 225 maybe, and start the nice, low, slow process. Take that butt, put it on, set it, and forget it.
Set it and forget it.
Yep, and probably one more time after that butt's come out of the fridge. There you go. There's little Miss Corvette.
That's just ruining a kid at a young age, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? I'm thinking she might be a safer driver or not.
Oh, yeah.
Slammed it in third gear. Look at her go. 2 wheels. One more time application on that butt. Then it would go on the egg and let it go for probably at least 14 hours. Low and slow.
Now, what temperature? 225?
About 225, somewhere in there. Take it off. Wrap it in some foil or put it in a big, big Ziploc bag. Wrap it into a towel. Wrap it into a cooler and let it sit for 2 or 3 hours to set. And rest.
I've even let it go as much as 5 or 6 hours.
If
and
I had
it's still
time.
Fine.
Yeah, if I had time. If I pulled it by about noon, dinner was about 6. Yeah, because it's going to be at the optimum temperature that you want it at. And also, The flavors will have a chance to meld in even more. It'll be just so fort tender.
And
it's
the 19
crazy.
Herbs and spices will be blending beautifully into your meat as it sits there. Happy, happy, happy. And we hope you're happy, my friends, joining us here at the Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. We are Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs. We are having more fun than any group of individuals should have the right to be. We've already had ribs, and Chef Fred is getting ready with his spaghetti pizza. It is an amazing time out here, my friends. It's all about food. It's all about friends. It's all about family. It's all about the good life. Chef and a Fat Man to Blue Collar Chefs, today live at the Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival, where the bluegrass is hot, the barbecue's hotter, and the host is hottest yet as he's standing in the sunlight soaking it up. Oh, man, it's almost sad that we even have to do this, my friends, because we're having too much fun. Why, you ask? Because we're at the Dillard Bluegrass and Barbecue Festival. We are eating some of the best barbecue. Chef Fred, Team Barbecue. Oh, man.
I tell you what,
I'd hate to be a judge, man.
I wouldn't. Think about it. But the
worst barbecue is probably the best you're going to eat.
Yeah, I was going to say, even the worst is probably pretty darn good. But you know the one thing, too, that the thing about, if you decide you want to come to a barbecue festival, go to kcbs.com, check out where they're sanctioned and everything, and don't eat the night before.
No.
Don't.
No.
Because you won't have to eat the day after, either. Because
well,
I tell you what.
Unless you're like us, and of course you will eat
I'm talking
all
to the
days.
Normal.
I'm sorry,
not,
that's true.
Not of our partaking.
Yes.
But you had the butt.
Oh, yes.
Is Bobby's butt not phenomenal?
Bobby's butt is beautiful.
Bobby's butt is a great thing.
Yes, it
Ribs.
Is. To die for.
And the chicken thighs.
I wouldn't know.
They were.
Oh, so sorry. How were they, Chef Fred?
They were phenomenal.
Well, that's good. I'll have to take your word for it,
yes,
obviously.
There was only one, and you were busy talking. And
it's
and I had my mouth full, and you told me one of the first rules of radio, do not talk with your mouth full. So I took one for the team.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, glad you took it for the team.
You know,
at giving and giving, it just pays off, doesn't it?
Yeah, for this case,
now,
it absolutely does.
Now, we already done the pasta dish. That's gone.
Yes.
Now you are finishing up the chicken.
Yes, chicken's about ready to come off. We're going to glaze it one more time off the heat, and we will finish that up.
And, man, the incredible, incredible sound of bluegrass wafting through. I mean, this is the epitome of what's great about the South, my friends. Barbecue, bluegrass, team barbecue, big green eggs, homemade, incredible lemonade. They just squeezed the lemons that night, and I could tell by the pucker face on She Who Must Be Obeyed that is real lemonade. None of that store-bought stuff.
No, not even close to that. And when was the last time you had a good glass of real lemonade?
Last night.
Oh.
That's because I tried it here last night. It had been a long time since then.
Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff. And it's one of those things, much like a two-week-old Bud Light, quite refreshing.
Yes, it is.
Quite refreshing. So now the chicken's off.
Okay,
gotta let it
chicken
rest.
Is off.
We're gonna glaze it one more time, real quickly, just a little bit on top. Let that sit on top.
Oh man! And once again, the name of that recipe, Chef Fred.
This is tangerine honey glazed chicken. You could do a whole chicken. You could do breast. You could do thighs. Whatever you care to cook, you can.
I'm telling you, that looks good enough to eat. In fact, it's so good. Your tongue will slap your forehead.
That's right. Trying to get to it.
That's right.
So while those are resting, we'll go to the potatoes.
Okay. Now, this is the most important recipe you're doing all day.
Why would you say that?
What are you laughing about, Duluth? It's potatoes.
Potatoes. But it's just not potatoes. They're going to be big green egged potatoes.
Ooh.
Big green egg and ham, Sam? There you
go.
Yes. So, into a bowl, I've got some Dijon mustard. This is probably going to get messy, girls. You don't want to be real close. Some Dijon mustard. Little bit of parsley, which I'm just going to throw a rough chop on real quick. Nice and, whew, you know what, too?
I'll tell you, these folks to the right of me and to the, would be the left of your dial, they always have impeccable timing.
Yeah, they always show up right
there. They got right there when the pasta came off the spaghetti pizza.
She had one of the first tastes.
Yes, and now she's going to be right here for the tangerine honey glazed chicken.
Yes,
I'm telling you, these are smart people. There you go.
I told them the first time, and they didn't listen. They got caught up in the great music.
Yeah, see, you missed the other one. You didn't listen, but that's all right. Well, now you can't help but listen to the music. And just about anywhere you are in this beautiful Glen in the Valley, right here in front of the Dillard City Hall, right next to the famous Dillard House, where they make stuffing yourself a family tradition.
They take stuffing to yourself a
Well, they have the family. They were the first family style. Up north, family style means everybody in the family goes and eats there.
That's right.
So when I came down here and ate at the Dillard House, they said, oh, man, you're going to go eat at the Dillard House? Man, they take family style to a whole nother. Oh, man, I had no idea what it meant. So I came into the restaurant. I sat down. And there were other people sitting at the table with us. And they said, okay, what are you going to have? The dinner? Yeah, okay, bring it out. And they brought it out. And we ran out of chicken. Next thing I knew, there was another plate of chicken. I said, well, sir, I didn't order that. And they said, no, it's family style, son. This ain't Northern Yankee Southern style. This is Southern family style. That means they just kept bringing it out and bringing it out and bringing it out until they closed. And then they only let me stay a half hour afterwards.
That's right. Once all the bones are gone.
Yeah. When they started sweeping the floor, they said it was time for the fat man to go.
How sad of a day was that, huh?
It was pathetic. But I'll tell you, the food still is good. And this morning I got here early, and I was standing there in the parking, in the going down near the parking lot right in front of the Dillard House. And there's a beautiful, thank you, darling, there's a beautiful little flower garden there. And there was a lady from the restaurant down there cutting the fresh flowers for the table. I mean, it was beautiful. I'm sure glad we got this microphone screen on here.
Yeah, that would be kind of messy.
Yeah, it would.
Look at the crowd.
Yeah, see? Three chicken breasts. How far can it go?
let's see how small.
Yeah, I think he did.
The knife was sitting in the sun a little bit. And
yeah, well, there you go.
A good German forged stainless steel gets a little warm. Hold up there.
All right.
Timekeeper lady.
Have we got plates?
Oh, we're finger fooding it. They're going to pick it right off the end of the knife. As long as I don't miss.
Yeah.
So this...
Oh.
Look at that.
Man, that looks good enough to not share.
$1.50 a sample?
And no, we don't take children in trade. Okay. So don't even think about it.
Is it hot?
I would stay away from serving it on the knife. Let's serve it on a fork.
Oh,
we got
come
a fork
on.
Or something? Because you don't want someone to grab it the wrong way and lose a digit.
They'll only do it once.
Well, I know they will. And they'll only sue us once.
That's right. Lawsuit goes to Kevin Jenkins.
No.
Creator and founder of Chef and the Fat Man.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Hey.
There we go.
Just take the chicken off.
If anybody wants it, you got to stand up and finger food it. So here at Chef and the Fat Man, Blue Collar Chefs, we believe in safe cooking. I don't know how, but it works.
Why did you back away?
Because the crowd's getting intense. Never stand too close to the table where the food
is. This is the vinegar.
Anyway, my friends, we are Chef and a Fat Man of Blue Collar Chefs. We are the only live radio cooking show in the world, which takes you and yours on that worldly journey and that culinary journey down the road to excellence. We are here today in beautiful Dillard, Georgia. The weather is absolutely Chamber of Commerce-esque. And, of course, we're cooking on the Big Green Egg, which means the crowds will be intense.
Karen, you want a bite?
Now, Chef Fred, I'm hearing a lot of grunting.
That's the boat motor, brother.
That's people talking about the chicken.
Oh, I thought you meant the potato dish I'm working on.
No. They'll get excited about the potatoes, but they like the chicken.
So we got into this one, Kevin, going to the potatoes. We got some roasted garlic that we roasted on the egg about 45 minutes. Just some whole cloves of garlic. That's breaking up. A little bit of fresh parsley. Mayonnaise is our emulsification agent. A little bit of salt and black pepper. A little bit of mustard, dried mustard. So that's going to be the dressing.
That'd be good.
So, potatoes we're going to parboil. Those are only going to go for a few minutes.
So, are these going to be mashy potatoes?
No, they're going to be firm and crisp potatoes.
Oh, good.
So, we're going to take them out as soon as we get done with the chicken.
Man.
That's chicken.
Chicken rocks.
Really good. Gotta like really good.
Well, I would continue talking, but unfortunately...
All right, so Kevin's got chicken in one hand, microphone in the other.
That's it.
And is using his left hand for the chicken. How wonderful is that? So the potatoes are coming out of the water. They were in there maybe 3 or 4 minutes max.
Okay.
We want them still to be crispy. Egg we've got about 400 degrees because we're going to give these a quick char. No extra smoke added. As soon as I get a cutting board, I can do this. We're just going to hold up on that. Great thing about these potatoes, once they're done like this, cut them, get a char on them, toss them in this vinaigrette. That could be your accoutrement to go with some of the great Q here. Because at 12 o'clock, we turned in chicken. I say yes. We as in if you and I did anything. 12 o'clock, turned in chicken. 12:30, ribs. 1 o'clock, butt. Okay. And 1:30, brisket. And it is precision. Nothing else but. If they are 5 minutes one way or another, they don't get in. That's a DQ.
Yes.
And can you imagine the 20-plus hours they're working on to get things done? A simple thing like chicken or a simple thing like ribs. And I say simple because we're not talking super complex. But that they miss all that work and effort because of time. We're talking seconds. You're off on that second clock. When it goes to 105.01 and you miss, it's gone. Your time is gone. And all those hours of hard work, keeping temperature, checking, everything else, gone. Just because of that.
It's a beautiful thing, my friend. Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs, taking it to the streets of Dillard, Georgia. It is unbelievable how many friends you can get at a barbecue festival handing out free food.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It absolutely goes crazy.
Plus, one thing is for certain, Chef Fred, the hottest thing to get right now is the pepper beads. Man, the pepper beads are going like crazy. Everybody wants pepper beads. Unfortunately, there's a limited amount. I know where we can get one extra set, though.
Yes.
If we run out.
If need be.
They're with time.
So as soon as... All right.
The brisket has left the house.
The brisket is
gone. That's it. Now, it's up to the judges. The great feed bag continues right here at Chef and the Fat Man and Blue Collar Chefs. Now, Chef Fred, you're getting ready to pull those potatoes.
Potatoes are done. I'm going to give the board a quick wipe.
Yes.
And then we're going to start cutting these taters. Hit them with just a little bit of oil, a little bit of salt and pepper. Then, give those just a second to cool. Woo, still warm.
Well, we come back.
Perfect.
We're going to find out how the potatoes are. We'll have more food, more fun, more celebration of the good life. Chef and the Fat Man taking it to the streets of Dillard, Georgia, baby.